Hello and welcome back to another episode of Three Uncles in a Basement, soon to be Two Uncles in a Basement.
Yeah, Two Uncles in a Basement now.
I, once again, am your one of your hosts.
Yeah.
Robin.
Yeah.
Joined today by...
Rajveer.
Excuse me, I burped.
Like a baby.
We'll get to that in a bit. It's some very exciting news to share today. But before that, some administrative tasks or issues we need to address and get out of the way.
Sadder news.
Is it sad news?
Rwanda is no longer with us. She just departed from...
I mean, she's not dead. She left the podcast.
To me, she's dead.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Two-hour loyal viewers. She's no longer with us.
Yeah. It was a... What was it? Firing or... Like, what happened here?
I guess both parties mutually decided that it was best for the company for her to...
No. She decided she didn't want to be a part of it and we're like, fuck you. And now we're pissed off.
We're fuming. Yeah.
It's her idea to start the podcast in the beginning.
Yeah.
Her idea, and now she doesn't stick with it through the end.
I mean, that really exemplifies who she is as a person, though.
A quitter? Should I be worried?
No.
Oh, no? Okay.
She makes like irrational decisions and then she just gives up on them after.
The amount of crappy food recipes I've had to see her try because of TikTok. And so you'd think you'd learn your lesson after the first five, right? No.
It's like an animal that keeps running under the mirror, like a bird.
Yeah. A few days ago, she made some dessert she saw online because it's supposed to be healthy.
Yeah.
And I told her I don't want to eat it. Now she doesn't even want to eat it.
So it's just in the fridge.
She gave a bunch to your sister with the baby, Sim. Anyways, yeah, so we have fired.
Yeah.
The other one.
We laid down the law.
We laid down the gauntlet.
Yeah. The hammer. The mallet. Punjab post style.
I should probably be back the next episode. In other news, in happier news.
Yeah.
There's a new addition. Addition. Yeah. To the family.
Yeah.
A new baby boy named...
Daquavius Leonard Smith, the 45th.
Sure. Thought you were going to stop with the third, man. Yeah, so Bindi's sister had a baby boy 5 days ago.
Yeah.
And...
Baby man. Yeah.
Looking like a little burrito at the moment. Because we're wrapped up all the time.
Wrapped up. Saran wrapped.
And... This kid's a few days old and he owns more Jordan stuff than I do.
Same. I've never owned anything Jordan in my life.
It's not comfortable.
Except for shoes, maybe.
Except for Jews? What? What? You own Jordan branded Jews?
Took a trip to New York once.
What the fuck?
Took a trip to New York one time. Nah, shoes. I meant to say shoes. Not Jews.
I don't think I've owned a bunch of Jordan stuff over the years.
Yeah.
T-shirts are fine. Never shoes. T-shirts are fine. But the shorts and pants, they're not comfortable.
Are they?
No, they're like...
The sweatshops got up their game?
Nike uses the same sweatshops.
Oh.
But the Nike's pants and shorts are much more comfortable than Jordan's.
Yeah.
It's like they're obviously riding up your butt crack. Like, it's just, like the waistband is always too tight and it's just... Leaving that elastic imprint on your waist.
Yeah. What about like LeBron clothing? Have you tried that?
I've only ever bought one piece of LeBron clothing.
Yeah.
And that's when I used to shop at S'il Vous Plait. Do you remember
S'il Vous Plait? Yeah, been there, yeah.
So back when I started university.
Yeah.
And all of my clothes were exclusively from S'il Vous Plait. Because all I wore was basketball stuff. Like. Yeah, I mean, sweatpants and stuff and basketball related stuff. So I bought, also, that was the era of overly baggy XXL sizes.
Yeah.
So I bought.
Like the Pimp My Ride era.
Yeah. So I bought Dickies.
Dickies.
Right? I bought Dickies and I bought this like XXL LeBron shirt with LeBron's logo.
Yeah.
It's full sleeve.
Yeah.
And. If I was a trans person, I could use that as a dress today. That's how long it is. If I was transitioning, I still have it.
Oh shit!
If I was transitioning, I could comfortably wear that as a dress.
So clothing wise and fashion wise, you think the early mid 2000s were a better time for transitioning than?
Oh, like gender transitioning?
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a closet full of baggy shirts and stuff, put a belt around the thing and make it a dress.
Oh, we gotta bring that back. Gotta bring back those Escalades, the Escalade pickup trucks too.
No, fashion wise, man, it was just no, it's too much, man.
No.
No, it's too much. With that amount of fabric on one pair of jeans, you can make three pairs.
Yeah, we gotta be more sustainable. Yeah. You think that's what caused the global warming? People were just fucking just wearing huge ass shirts and shit.
Did somebody knock on the door?
No, I think someone left.
Sorry, say that again.
You think that's what caused global warming? Just like people wearing like overly baggy shit and then like just using too many materials and global warming happened. So now they had to cut back.
I think you could make an argument because the more fabric you need to use, the more processing it requires. Yeah. More water, more runoff cotton. Into the thing. You know, yeah. More waste. Yeah.
Yeah. So you think like big environment caused the change in fashion?
No.
No?
I don't know, man. It just happens with time.
Yeah.
It's back then, back when I was in high school and, you know, university.
Yeah.
If my t-shirts didn't come down to my fingertips, I felt naked. Not kidding. And now my t-shirts are much, much smaller.
Yeah. I mean, women, I think, still wear baggy stuff. I think it's still in for them.
It's kind of making a comeback with high school kids now because I see some of those girls, not so much guys, wearing the type of jeans that I was wearing back in high school.
I think we'll go become fashion bloggers.
We can do anything we want to do.
That shirt is ugly. That shirt is nice. Yeah. We'll become like sweatshop quality control. Just
what would that entail? Sweatshop quality control. What kind of quality are we looking to improve here?
Just like loose seams. And like, you know, like stuff that's not stitched correctly, shoes that are like...
So nothing to do with the living conditions of the people working.
No.
The product. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. Okay, so fuck those people.
Yeah.
It's just, we need better products.
They just got the short end of the stick, okay?
Yeah.
You know, I went into my friend's lecture and we learned about cultures of businesses. So.
Yeah.
Sweatshops have their own culture, you know? Hard work, sweat, shop.
The thing is, they're not the ones shopping.
Yeah.
Hard work, sweat, shop. I've heard about factories in China where the work is so mundane and just like so, you do the same thing every single day, like for the most of your life.
Yeah.
People get so depressed, they try jumping off a building to commit suicide. Sorry, I wasn't laughing at that. To commit suicide, the factories have had to install nets around the buildings to catch people jumping off.
Why don't they just like improve their quality of life? Just pay them.
You just said you wouldn't do it. You'd improve the product by making sure that, you know, there's no wasted fabric and shit. But when it comes to the people, it's, hey, fuck, they got the short end of the stick.
I don't know, man. I think with the amount of like immigrants we have in Canada now, I think there's probably sweatshops here too at this point. Just like getting immigrants to work for cash, like $5 an hour.
Those are sweaty shops. Not sweatshops. Sweaty shops.
You think at one point that sweatshops were a conspiracy theory? Like before like anybody discovered them?
I don't think so.
No?
Explain how.
There's like, the company's obviously not going to tell you that, like, yo, we fucking cook up in China and shit.
Yeah.
We sweatshop in China. Right? So maybe it was like some like white dude with like National Geographic went to like take pictures of monkeys in China or something. And then he just wandered upon a tall building. He found a sweatshop and it was rumored that like sweatshops existed. And then eventually people found out that, yeah, they do.
Maybe.
Or maybe it might be like a North Korea situation where like somebody like ran out of them.
Maybe.
Then they
maybe.
Made like a Vogue, like not Vogue, what's the other one?
National Geographic?
No. There's one that they make documentaries. Vice. Yeah, like the Taliban one. I'm an ex sweatshop worker, this is what I experienced. Vice documentary.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. How different would the world be if sweatshops didn't exist, if everybody was paid a fair wage?
I think shit would be much more expensive, right? Maybe corporations wouldn't be as big, right? So then taxes would be higher.
Okay, but the thing is, like, if it's costing them like a dollar to make something,
yeah,
they're selling it for $500.
Yeah.
I think there's a cushion right there built in absorb some of the additional costs.
Yeah. But at that point, if sweatshops didn't exist, then China wouldn't have like labor at all, because they would just build shit in America then. Because like, if you don't, the whole reason they build in China is because it's cheaper there, right? If it was the same price as to do labor in China, they'd probably just do it here.
So you're saying China wouldn't become a global power without sweatshops?
Yeah, probably not. Unless if they had their own brands and they started building their own shit.
They do.
Well, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that may help
them. But that started after.
Yeah, yeah.
After the West went east.
Yeah.
For production.
Yeah. Is Nike as big though as Nike and all these brands?
Nike's suffering at the moment.
Oh, really?
Nike is suffering at the moment. Oh. They've lost a huge chunk of their market cap. And I think it's, from what I've read, I think it's because they ended their partnerships with certain companies to sell their products, like companies like Foot Locker to sell their products in store, because they wanted to focus on online sales and cut out the middleman. And that's, hasn't worked out well.
I don't know.
What were you saying?
I was saying, like, would they suffer if like sweatshops didn't exist? Like, would they be as big as they are? Or do you think other brands like George and like Walmart's brand George and like those guys?
Imagine George sponsored LeBron.
George and Antoine.
Huh?
Antoine.
Yeah. Antoine, it's athletics. But George wasn't athletics. Imagine George was sponsoring the NBA.
George branded jerseys.
George branded denim jerseys. And instead of Gatorade, it was Kirkland from Costco. Yeah, Kirkland.
No, but Michael think...
Jordan doing Kirkland commercials. Sorry, go on.
I think if sweatshops didn't exist, smaller companies would probably have an easier time coming into the market, because if you're a small like company, you can't just have a sweatshop, you know? So I think maybe it might help them.
Yeah, I think so.
But it levels the playing field for them.
Probably. Anyways, getting back on topic for today's topics.
Yeah.
The new child.
New child, yes.
Right. Now, when it comes to relationships and relationship titles.
Yeah.
There's a certain way things are done in Indian culture.
Yeah, certain titles.
Right, certain titles based on your relationship within the family to one another.
Yeah.
It dictates what you're called.
In conjunction.
Right, sure. And now me being married to this new baby's mom's sister.
Yeah.
I'm the Masar.
Yeah.
So for the non-Indian listeners, let's say Chris's mom has a sister named Debbie.
Yeah.
That's Debbie is Chris's Masi.
Yeah.
And John married to Debbie is Chris's Masar.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening here.
Yeah.
And let's say Mike is Chris's mom's brother. That's Mike Mamaji.
Yeah.
So in this case, you being the mom's brother, you're the mama.
Yeah, Mike's mama. No, Quavius Leonard.
Mike, Chris's mama.
Chris's.
Mike is the mama.
Oh.
Chris okay. is the child.
Chris's mama.
In this case, Quavius.
Quavius Leonard you're, the fourth.
Yes, you're his mama.
Yeah.
Now explain to the listeners what someone else in the family thought you were. Someone who should know better.
So what transpired was my cousin, my Mossy's eldest daughter, my cousin.
Yes.
She texts me. She's like, congratulations on becoming a master. That's not how that works.
She's alluding to some Sweet Home Alabama shit right
there. She's alluding to that I married my own sister.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's not how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. It's not how that works.
It's not how that works.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was in distraught. I texted her, you know, I'm a mom, I'm not a master. And she's like, she admitted, she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little slow. I'm tweaking a little bit. I'm diddled out right now.
Fascinating,
yeah.
But thing is, like my sister and myself.
Yeah.
Both of us were born in India.
Yeah.
But we've been here for so long.
Yeah.
That we're basically as good as born in Canada.
Yeah.
And the thing I've noticed between kids who are born in India versus kids who are born and raised in Canada.
Yeah.
Canadian kids are fucking dumb. They lack what seems to me just the basic observation skills. So when it comes to these different relationships and different titles,
yeah,
no one ever sat my sister and myself down and explained how they work.
Yeah.
We just picked things up based on observations.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of kids here don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
Just lack of curiosity or paying attention.
But like, you have like the same brain in both kids. Why are the kids in Canada not as curious about stuff as kids in India?
We gotta bring on a pediatrician. Maybe it's just how they're brought up. Maybe they understand English more. Uncles and aunts.
Who do you know who uses uncle and aunt?
Nobody.
Nobody?
Yeah.
So it's just, it just doesn't make sense.
Stupidity.
We're not calling anybody stupid here. It's just dumbass kids.
You think the same logic applies to, like, you know how, like, brown people think that, like, doctors over here aren't as good as doctors in India? So you think the same logic applies? Like, you know how, like, we're saying that kids born here...
You know what? Doctors... I'll get to that. Okay. You know what? Doctors in India are better than doctors in Canada.
Why?
Because doctors in Canada have to follow rules and shit. Right?
The regulations hold them back.
Yeah. Like, you just can't prescribe, like, the strongest medicine possible and give a patient, you know, horse steroids. And you can't do that here. That's why doctors in India are better.
Okay.
But yeah, just people from India saying doctors here don't know shit. Yeah, I don't know. What was your point?
My point was so like...
My point was... Sorry, go on. You average one of those per episode.
Yeah. I get a free pass on one. So what I'm trying to say is... You think it's the same logic that applies that, like, you know, people think that, like, doctors born here are stupid. We think that kids born here, they don't really, I guess, pay attention in that regard.
No, I think it's parents here, especially immigrant parents here are so busy making money and trying to make ends meet.
Yeah.
They can't afford to give their children as much time as the children need.
Yeah.
Whereas in India, there's large families. Yeah. And if the parents are busy, somebody else is, you know, taking care of the kids.
Be home, yeah.
So I think because of that, kids get more one-on-one interaction in India than they do here.
Yeah.
I think that probably helps with their development.
Yeah. But nowadays, you see, like, a lot of, like, people's, like, grandparents living with them and, like, you know, them raising the children while the parents go to work.
Yeah. Speaking of kids being born, so the day that DeQuavius was born.
Yeah.
The following day, we went to go see DeQuavius in the hospital.
Yeah.
And, buddy, let me tell you something.
All right.
Do not want to walk down the wrong hallway in the hospital. So, okay, Brampton Hospital is huge. It's
huge. It's humongous. Huge. You can
easily get lost.
Yeah.
Right? And you can... It just... If you don't know where you're going, it's difficult to find your way around.
Yeah.
So, we asked somebody about... You know, like, where do you find babies? Right?
And they're like, the black market.
Yeah. They're like, third floor. So we go up to the third floor.
Yeah.
We get out the elevator.
Yeah.
And it says labor and delivery. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? So we walk to labor and delivery.
Yeah.
And we walk into the unit. And I had a feeling we weren't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Because nurses were looking at us.
Oh.
Right? And I am a self-conscious person as it is.
Yeah.
And when you have people looking at you, you just feel awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
So we keep walking and, like, nurses are, like, kind of eyeing us down. And Bindi's like, should I ask? I'm like, go ask.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And she goes to one of the nurses. My sister just gave birth.
Yeah.
We're trying to find her room.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you're in the wrong department. You got to go to postpartum.
Oh, okay.
Go out, turn left, follow the blue dots on the floor.
Yeah.
And you'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we turn around, we're walking out. And we walk by one room.
Yeah.
Which, door was open.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like there's anything inside, anybody inside.
Yeah.
But all we hear is, push, push. Right?
Oh, shit.
And followed by... Woman grunting.
Oh.
That was traumatizing.
It's not a good sight. Or...
Well, we didn't see anything. We just
sound.
Heard it.
That's not a good sound.
That's not a good sound. That whole interaction. Push! push and yeah, it traumatizes.
You might be at like a powerlifting gym though. Like if you didn't know, if you took like a blind person.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, no, that's so true. Yeah, because there wasn't, you know, like in movies and TV shows when you see girls giving birth.
Yeah.
There's a lot of screaming and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
There wasn't any screaming.
Oh.
It was just like, so like, yeah, like you said, if somebody blindfolded us and took us there and somebody's saying push and like, argh! It's like, yeah, it could be a powerlifting contest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We were lucky. We didn't go down the wrong way.
It was traumatizing.
It's traumatizing. You see any blood or?
No, we didn't see anything.
Okay, okay.
The room looked empty. It was just in the room and like behind like a curtain.
Man, the more I learn about the world, I'm surprised that we don't have like mass like shootings and like disasters every single day. Like you just walk into a hospital without like, you don't need to show any ID. You just walk in.
Yeah. There's no metal detectors, no nothing.
Yeah.
It gets, yeah, no, you're right.
Even same thing with the university. You could just walk in any classroom, you could just fucking do whatever you want. Nobody's going to ask you.
We're not saying you should. We're just like talking about like
hypothetically.
Hypothetically, the lack of security.
Yeah. They might have like one like security guard out of like pretend India that just did like a course for a couple of hours and then became a security guard.
How seriously do you think security guards take a job? At what point is it not worth it for them to intervene?
I don't think there's... What's like their rule? Like, are they supposed to? Like, if somebody's shoplifting, are they supposed to pursue it or do they just call the cops?
Like, I don't know. That's a good question. Like, how much can they do?
I think they carry a flashlight. So, like, somebody drops something and walking down a dark alley at nighttime, they just shine the flashlight. But, like, I don't think they can actually do anything, like, physically.
There has to be something.
Really? Maybe they could do like a citizen's arrest, right?
Maybe
they have that. I mean, in the States, they're saying that like teachers should have guns.
Yeah.
With like mass shooting.
Which makes sense because it's so common for schools to get shot up.
Yeah.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. What else do we have?
You know, the safest place I think to be, where it might be dangerous, but probably the safest place, probably like a Service Canada or a Service Ontario.
Why?
Because you know a crackhead is not going to go to renew their license or like their passport or something.
But crackheads aren't the ones shooting places up though.
Really? There's not crackheads? No.
Maybe there's something mentally wrong with them, but like I doubt they're on high off crack or, you know, whatever drug you want to talk about. Like,
we have celebrity branded organ donations.
Before that.
Students in Yukon.
The Yukon.
Yeah.
The Yukon.
Yukon Territories.
Yukon home of Yvonne.
Who's that?
It was a show on YTV when we were kids.
Yeah.
A cartoon show.
Yeah.
It was called Yvonne of the Yukon.
Oh.
It's about some like short, fat, bald French person.
Yeah.
Who went exploring from France and got stuck in ice in the Yukon.
Oh, shit.
And he froze.
Oh.
But because it was so cold and he was frozen in a block of ice.
Yeah.
He didn't die.
Oh.
And like 200-300 years later, somebody's dog pissed on the ice block and they defrosted him.
Oh.
And he lived on the Yukon.
Apparently Walt Disney is frozen as well.
So my cousin went to the Yukon.
Oh, damn.
For work.
Damn.
Right. His company sent him for work to the Yukon. And guess who else lives on the Yukon?
Who?
Guess.
Students.
Yes.
Wow.
Fucking guys are everywhere. At this point, it's like they look like they seem like cockroaches. Am I wrong?
Yeah, not really.
Exactly.
The cockroaches don't die, and like where there's one, there's another one. So.
No, I'm just talking about like the geographical presence of cockroaches, not their invincibility.
Oh yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, they are everywhere.
What the fuck are you gonna do in the Yukon as a student?
Yeah. How do you even know the Yukon exists?
Like, does the Yukon have enough Ford dealerships to provide Mustangs?
Well, you can't drive Mustangs in that weather. I don't think they work in that
weather. It's like 25 degrees.
Really? They get up to 25 there?
Yeah.
Damn. I thought it was like frozen year round.
No. They have summers and stuff. Like, yeah. They have hot summers.
Wranglers. They're probably Wranglers probably.
But do they have rim shops to provide those thick, wide rims?
They probably get tracks. Get tracks installed on their car. Like a snowboard.
So I asked my cousin, I'm like, did I
mean, yeah.
It's like, it's all like, you know.
Yeah, right? Natives.
And he said, I don't know about that, but the natives and the whites and the Yukon collectively hate all the students.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn, man, we're hated like internationally.
Not we. We're not them.
Okay,
we're not. There's a difference.
Yeah.
You gotta separate.
Do they shit in like the ice sculptures though and shit? Like the ice.
No. If it happens, I wouldn't be surprised.
What travel agent is telling them about Yukon though? Because that's not some shit I think a normal person would know about. Like, if you're a random dude from the paint, what are the odds that he's gonna know about Northwest Territories, Yukon, or like that part of Canada?
None of them know, because I'd asked my friend yesterday,
yeah,
who's from India. I mean, have you heard about the territories?
Yeah,
he's like, no. Okay, I'm like, well, Canada's made up of 10 provinces and 3 territories.
Yeah,
did you know this? He's like, no. So, exactly, like, who in India is telling these people about the territories?
Yeah, and yo, they describe like the territories often, like, you know, everything's too expensive, you can't live there, the houses are like just not proper and shit. Isn't that really that much better than India at that point?
Canada's Canada.
Really? Canada's, yeah. Canada.
The Yukon has more infrastructure than places like the, like, Nunavut.
Yeah.
Nunavut.
Yukon, you see the commercial explorer Yukon.
Yeah.
Maybe it's easier to get visas there, then you just get your thing, your PR, and then you just move south after that.
My biggest thing with, again, we talk about the same stuff over and over again. My biggest thing with students coming to Canada is, and the government keeping tabs on people, is, yes, that's fine. You can, like, everybody should have the ability to get a better education.
Yeah.
For a better life.
Yeah.
But when it's blatantly clear that that's not what the system is being used for.
They're abusing it.
They're abusing it and exploiting it. When do you say enough?
Yeah.
Like, I understand the money investment coming in from these students is,
yeah, their thesis and
like all it's a gold mine. I get
the tax that they're paying.
But at what point do you say enough is enough?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe the next government that'll come in after this one, maybe they'll do, but he wants to bring more students, he was saying.
Pierre?
Yeah. He's like pro immigration.
You know, you can be pro-immigration. I'm not anti-immigration.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, there's an abuse happening of the system.
Yeah.
You're allowing it, and it's fucking over everybody else.
Yeah.
That's my point. How long before you fix that problem?
Yeah.
How many people come here who actually come here for, quote-unquote, an education?
Maybe just the Asians. Like, the Asians of China.
No, hold on. My point is, how many people who come here from India for an education actually end up getting a job in what they studied?
Not most.
They all become truck drivers.
Yeah. Truck drivers or like physical labor, the factories.
Right. And as the people running the country, you should see that.
Yeah.
That should be evident and clear to you that this is happening. But no.
I guess they just want the money aspect of it. It's too good to give up for them, I guess.
But then they're not the ones having, you know, exactly. And they're not the ones having to live in these communities.
Yeah. They're going to live in their penthouses and all that shit.
Yeah.
The government and shit. So they don't know what it's like seeing, like, dudes with Jeeps driving and shit. Loud-ass music at nighttime.
We were coming down Airport Road today.
Yeah.
And within 10 minutes, we saw 5 Jeeps with big rims on the same road.
Yeah. Man, but doesn't the community get, like, Canada's Canada, but still, I don't, as somebody born in Canada, I don't get the appeal of this country. Maybe back in the day, right?
I was asking my friends yesterday, my friends and I had a bit of a talk about this.
Yeah.
Didn't really get to a proper answer.
Yeah.
But they're from Pakistan.
Yeah.
My friends. And I said, why don't people from your country want to come to Canada the way people from our country want to come to Canada?
Yeah.
And my friend's like, is it because the people coming to Canada from India, are they more from the countryside, the bend? Are they more rural?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, like, it's everybody.
It's everybody.
If you live in a city, if you live in a village, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They all want to come here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, your people, you don't see that.
Yeah.
Even if they do, they're not dancing in fucking...
Yeah, they're not doing stupid square, shit, yeah.
Right? And I don't know. I just didn't really get a...
Because it's a similar situation. Pakistan's not, like, it's not that bright for, like, opportunities and shit. It's a similar situation.
Yeah, but why aren't their kids flocking to Canada?
I don't know.
Also, with us, it's mostly Punjab.
Yeah, it's mostly Punjab as well.
Right? It's heavily skewed in a way that it's Punjab coming to Canada.
Yeah.
Not other states. You yeah. see some Haryana and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's,
that's like close proximity too.
Yeah, but it's mostly kids from Punjab.
Maybe it's the Punjab people have like, yes, maybe pop culture and music has a lot to do with it too. Like, does Bollywood and like people in the South make songs that promote Canada and like
Jesus? No, man. Nobody right? does that. See, but why? Where did thing. That start from though? That's what I'm trying to get to. Like, where is the genesis of this idea that we have to go to Canada?
I think the genesis of it is probably like the Harbhajan Mann movies.
No.
After that?
People have been coming to Canada from Punjab for much longer than when those movies came out.
Yeah.
Right? We had a healthy community here way before that.
But we didn't, okay. Even the people like our parents who came like in the 90s and stuff, they lived like normal people. They didn't do like buy jeeps.
That's besides the point. That's a different point.
Okay.
My point is, where did this idea start from that if you don't go to Canada, that you've somehow fallen behind in life?
Yeah, you're not successful. Right?
When our parents came and people before them came,
yeah,
it wasn't very common for people to go to Canada.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Or States or England or Australia or whatever.
Toronto even like less so because it wasn't like, you know, most of the BC you'd see people there.
Yeah. But this idea that if you don't go to Canada now, that you've somehow lost in life, where did that come from?
It's almost like, you know how like after middle school, it's like you're going to go to high school.
Yeah.
It's like the same idea. After whatever education you have in India, you're going to go to Canada.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that nowadays.
Yeah.
Which I don't...
Like, where was that tipping point where like it became such a big deal?
I don't know. My first recollection of students is like the mid-2010s. I remember like students like playing cricket in the park.
Yeah.
That's like my first recollection of them. But even at that point, we just saw them as dudes from India. It wasn't like an explosion back then, I feel like.
My first memory is 2011. My cousin came to Canada.
Yeah.
And at that point, like you said, we just saw them as dudes from India.
Yeah.
Right? Not what it is now.
Yeah.
And he came to Edmonton. He got a job in his field.
Yeah.
He's still working in that field.
Even those guys would play cricket in our park. Like, they never had like, well, of course, I don't know what they did, but like, they never had like big cars or anything. They just drove like broken like Accords and Civics and stuff. They never, you know, they would just play at the park and kept to themselves.
I'm willing to actually do a documentary.
Yeah.
Exploring this topic. When this whole fascination with Canada started in Punjab.
Yeah.
And why it started.
You know who's probably...
Sorry. Go on.
You know who'd probably like do a documentary? Probably like Fifth Estate or something, right? They do shit like that.
Another CBC production. Damn it, Roger. Okay. No, I kind of answered my own question as soon as I asked it.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
If you went to Canada.
Yeah.
It was seen as a status symbol.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Right? And whenever you went back to India, you were the top dog in the
band. You're the baller.
Everybody
wanted to give you their checks and shit.
Everybody wanted to give you their checks. Yeah. Sorry, their daughters.
Yeah.
Sorry. Everybody wanted to give you their daughter.
Yeah.
Because you were seen as higher status somehow.
Yeah.
Right? Because you went to a different country.
Yeah.
And the perception was just because the dollar has always been worth more than the Indian rupee.
Yeah.
That people were just like fucking just printing money in Canada.
Yeah.
Right. But it's only when people came to Canada themselves and they saw how hard it is to make money, even though it's worth more.
Yeah.
Until they experienced that themselves, they didn't get it.
Yeah.
It was just, you went to Canada, you're fucking balling. Yeah. Right? Status symbol. And I think because of that, it became popular to associate yourself with Canada.
Yeah.
To the point where, you know, like you put Canadian flags on your house in India.
Yeah.
We had a Jeep, man. My own family had a Jeep. Just because our family was in Canada.
Yeah.
We had a Canadian flag on our Jeep.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a status symbol.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that has been ingrained in our community from way back when. That creates the appeal.
Yeah.
But like, people have been here for long enough, students have been here for long enough that it should no longer be appealing to you because everybody now knows what happens here.
It's been like, what, I think probably like 10 years, 10 plus years of students coming here.
Right, so we have family members who would tell us that, you know, like, help us out, you know, like, help our kids go to Canada.
Yeah.
And they weren't coming as students, just like, you know, like, on other bases.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Bases.
Whatever. And then, like, when we couldn't do anything, they'd be like, oh, like, you're all there now, when it's time to help us, you're not helping us, right? Yeah. Or if it's so hard living there, you know, why are you guys living there, right?
Yeah.
And then they came to Canada, and they're like, oh, fuck. Maybe they weren't lying, right? So that knowledge, I think, has reached India now that it shouldn't be appealing.
Yeah.
But it still continues to be a very, very appealing idea.
Yeah. Do you see new students, though, or is it just an amalgamation of people who have came in the past? Like, do you see people, like, brand new guys coming here?
It's hard to tell, man. They look the same.
Well, yeah.
Right? It's not like they change.
Yeah. Because maybe it has stopped, and maybe it's just the people who are here now, and they're just, you know.
Let's go stand outside Terminal 3 at the airport. Okay? With our microphones.
Yeah.
And let's
interview people.
Work on this documentary and interview these people coming off off airplanes.
Yeah.
Are you returning, or is this your first time stepping foot on Canadian soil?
Yeah.
And if they say we're returning, it's like, okay. If it's like, it's our first time,
give them a wake up call.
Like, just, we'll just say good luck, man. We'll shake your hand. Have fun.
Go crazy.
We now currently are dealing with a girl who is related to a girl from our bend.
Yeah.
Who started off needing help finding a job.
Yeah.
And so she would call my mom and ask, like, you know, help me get a job. And what my mom's going to like. I can't do anything, really. I can ask around. Yeah. And my mom asked your mom if she had any like, you know, like, hookups for jobs. But mom's like, you know, like, the most we can do is ask around. Like, we're not, like, connected like that.
Yeah.
To, you know, give you a job.
Yeah.
And then it went to a point where her husband beat her up.
Oh, shit.
And now my parents are having to go, which is a good thing. You should help people.
Yeah.
Her husband's a fucking idiot for, you know,
hitting her.
But that's a situation that's happening here.
A lot of people deal with that, yeah.
A lot of people deal with that.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not saying that we don't want to help her. We are.
Yeah.
My parents are, right? Like, I'm not doing anything. My parents are,
yeah.
Which is good. But that is very common.
Yeah. Even, like, you hear people doing, like, donkeying.
Oh, yeah. The new thing is leaving Yelp reviews for people who help you cross a border into thing.
Yeah, America.
America. Oh, sorry. I saw a video.
Yeah.
From Surrey. There's an area in Surrey called White Rock.
Yeah.
And from what I've heard, they've kind of turned it into like the Sheridan Plaza equivalent, right? So White Rock it's on the water.
Yeah.
It's an upscale community.
Yeah.
With expensive houses overlooking the water.
Yeah.
There's a pier.
Oh, damn.
And now what people do is, Apanay students,
yeah,
they go when they blast loud music at night.
Oh my god.
With houses right there.
Yeah.
Right? And a video surfaced of some fucking clown driving his Mustang on the pier.
Oh shit.
Right? And so, as one does, I went to the comments.
Yeah.
And this guy goes, he obviously wrote Punjabi, but I'll say it in English. He said, I have training as an engineer. I'm well educated. I've applied to come to Canada multiple times and I've always been denied. How are these people making it to Canada? Right?
Yeah.
And some smart ass replies to him. He's like, sorry, man. Sorry to hear that. But if you want, like, the donkey crossing to Canada from the US border is open, maybe you want to try that route. That was funny. That was good. That was good. He's like, bhai, ji, aani banda tha tu chori America chukre dollar koshish kar la.
Maybe America has more opportunities than here, because here everything is just way overpriced. You can't like, okay, let's say you're a student, you come here, you finish your education, you pay your tuition, which is like double everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You work through it, you get it done. How are you gonna buy a house? You're just gonna live on rent your entire life. How are you ever gonna have enough money to buy anything? You gotta pay off your loan, and you're probably sending money to India as well, because, like, you know, yeah, you gotta do that. It's just, it doesn't...
So, okay, so the thought that I have sometimes is, hypothetically speaking, I come into power.
Yeah.
In Canada, and I want to clean everything up.
Yeah.
Would I have the heart to send these people back? I wouldn't.
Yeah.
At most, what I could do is I could stop immigration on this basis.
Yeah.
Right?
But the dudes were already here.
But, like... A lot of these people have taken on debt in India to send their kids to Canada.
Yeah.
I couldn't say you got to go back now.
Yeah.
Right. But at the same time, it's just try to fit in.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Maybe it's not even that, like, the immigration has to be lowered. Maybe it's just you got to find another way to integrate these people in a society. You got to, like, along with islets, maybe you need like a cultural class or something.
No,
they'll fake that too.
Remember how there used to be this thing called carding? So carding.
Oh, when they'd like, you know, like racially profile
people? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Okay. I think bring that back for students. You see, not on the basis of like of skin color or ethnicity.
Yeah.
Just like your citizenship status.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you're not a full citizen, you shouldn't have certain. If you're not a PR, forget citizen.
Yeah.
If you're not a PR, you shouldn't have certain privileges.
Yeah. I mean, man, as somebody born here, I feel like I'm being carded by not getting a job.
Well, I haven't been able to find a job.
It's too hard out there, man. You apply everywhere and nobody says anything.
I've been applying for jobs since April.
Yeah.
I've gotten one callback.
Yeah.
And that was basically a scam.
I've been applying to jobs since June. I've only had one interview and that's it.
Yeah, but cultural education classes...
Maybe with every like international degree program, maybe it should be like a mandatory course you have to take, like Canadian society, how we behave in Canada.
Do you think that would work?
No, I think dudes would just fake it and just...
Exactly.
Get the notes or whatever, not pay attention.
The difference was the people who came to Canada when our parents came, I think they were more mature. And
age-wise, they were older too.
Some
of them already had kids, right? And stuff.
And also, the people who had been here before them, they taught them how to do things.
Yeah.
And the people who were coming, they were receptive to instruction.
Yeah.
And that's not the case now.
Yeah. Because I think the thing is, back in the day, it'd probably be the people in like early 20s, mid 20s. They might have kids, or they might be planning to get kids. Whereas now, it's like, you have like 18-year-olds coming into the country as the first time they have any taste of freedom, and they're going to run crazy with it.
Yeah. There should be a graduated program in India.
Yeah.
Where you first leave the Pind.
Yeah.
And you move to a small city.
Yeah.
You spend, let's say, 6 months in that city.
Yeah.
Then you graduate to a medium-sized city.
Yeah.
Then to like Chandigarh.
Yeah.
And then you come to Canada.
Yeah. But see, no matter what system we implement, people are gonna find a way around it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if the islet system they had right now, if nobody scammed it and it worked 100% how it's planned to work, would we be in this scenario?
No, because when you pass the islet system, I think it implies a certain level of education. With education comes a certain level of sophistication.
Yeah.
So I think if it was used as intended. I'd like to think we wouldn't be in this position.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been used that way.
Our military is very bad. What if we make it like...
I think her understanding outside the other door having a little lesson. Told you. Told you. We're not done yet, no. Where were we?
We were at the point where islets were working.
Yes. And now they're not.
No other country has that. Well, I guess England and like Australia, you see like students coming there now too. Why? Regardless of the country, why is it like, regardless of what country they immigrate, why is there such a want to get out of there? To get out of India, no matter what country you go to, just go to that country. Italy, France, whatever
country. Status symbol.
Fucking. But is it worth to trade your life away for that?
Apparently it is.
It is.
Apparently. I think their argument is that there aren't any future prospects in India.
I mean, could be. I've never really been there or tried.
I mean, if the entire population is thinking that as soon as I turn 18, I'm going to go to Canada, There aren't gonna be any prospects.
Yeah, there aren't gonna be. Maybe people from here who have been here for a couple of couple of decades. Maybe they need to go back and maybe start a company or hop the infrastructure back there. But nobody's gonna do that because you can barely live here. It's only if you can afford to live here, then you can save enough money to send it back and maybe do something there.
A lot of people here are living hand to mouth.
Yeah.
So yeah, like you said, they can't afford to go back and set something up.
Yeah.
And you also can't go back and set something up because you got to pay the government.
Yeah.
And that money that you're paying governments to fund projects, it's not being used efficiently because they're skimming some off the top.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
It's the system. People versus the system.
The thing I don't get is when governments go in power in, let's say, anywhere,
yeah,
it's the government's job to look after the development of that region.
Yeah.
Right? And part of that is getting other people to invest in that region.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening in Punjab. What's the major industry? Farming.
Farming. Like, you can't do anything with that. In, the 21st century, the agriculture industry, there's not that much money in there.
There's not that much money. And with the Indian government trying to fuck people over.
Yeah.
You can't do anything.
Yeah.
And every government that comes, are they trying to bring in other types of industries?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So the same cycle repeats itself.
Maybe there's also, you know how we say big pharma or the gasoline industry? Maybe there's big farming, big agriculture, and maybe those guys don't want other industries to penetrate
there. I think that's what's happening. That's why people were protesting these farming reforms.
Yeah.
But so if you look at it from that perspective, it understands why people want to leave, because they think if they go out of the country, they have better future prospects, which is understandable, which is fine.
Yeah.
The thing is, when you go to a different country, any country, take care of your culture, protect it, celebrate it, but also adapt to the new way of life.
Yeah.
That's what the whole discussion point is.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Should we wrap it up?
Another thing is, you don't see dudes here that are born here buying Wranglers and putting huge tires on. There's not a thing that dudes do here.
Which is fascinating how that's exclusively a them thing.
Yeah.
Right?
If you wanted a bigger status, right? Mm. Wouldn't you want to try to fit in with the people born here? Wouldn't they be viewed as higher? So wouldn't you want to try to copy them?
They look at us like we're idiots.
Oh.
I've had a guy tell me this.
Really?
This guy I used to work with.
Yeah.
And their term for guys from here is yucke.
Yeah.
And we call them fobs.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we think you guys are just fucking idiots.
Oh.
He's like slow and dumb. That's what they think. And he's like, but you're different though. He's like, you're not like that. You're not like them.
So that's why, because my rational thought would be, they come here for a status symbol, right? Mm. So wouldn't they want to act like the people born here to even elevate their status symbol even more? But
they think they're better.
Yeah.
Wrap it up?
Yeah.
Okay. On that note, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, like a baby.
Like a little burrito.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. All right, bye.
Bye.
And I have to go home now before my wife beats me up. Bye.